Hello, and welcome to the GCSE Chemistry Revision Podcast. I'm your guide, and today we're diving into one of the most reactive and fascinating groups on the periodic table, Group 1, the alkali metals. You'll find them on the far left, and they're responsible for some of the most dramatic reactions you'll see in the lab. By the end of this episode, you'll understand their properties, explain why they get more reactive as you go down the group, and know exactly how to tackle those tricky exam questions to secure top marks. So, grab your notebook, and let's get started! First, let's meet the family. The alkali metals include lithium, sodium, potassium, rubidium, cesium, and francium. For your GCSE, you'll mainly focus on the first three, lithium, sodium, and potassium. What do they look like? Well, they're not like the metals you might think of, like iron or copper. They are surprisingly soft. You can cut them with a knife. And they have a silvery, shiny surface when you first cut them. But that shine doesn't last long. They react very quickly with oxygen in the air, so they tarnish and go dull. This is why they're stored under oil, to prevent that from happening. They also have low melting and boiling points compared to other metals, and these points get even lower as you go down the group. They also have low densities. In fact, lithium, sodium, and potassium are all less dense than water, which is why they float. Now, for the crucial part, why do they all behave so similarly? The secret is in their electronic structure. Every single alkali metal has one electron in its outermost shell. Just one. And what do atoms want to do? They want to have a full outer shell to be stable. For the alkali metals, the easiest way to achieve this is to lose that one outer electron. When they lose this electron, they form a positive ion with a plus one charge. It's this eagerness to lose their outer electron that makes them so reactive. So, why does reactivity increase as you go down the group? This is a classic exam question, and you need a three-part answer to get all the marks. Let's use sodium and potassium as our examples. Potassium is below sodium in group 1. As you go down the group, the atoms get bigger. This means potassium's outer electron is further away from the nucleus than sodium's. This is our first point, increased atomic radius. Secondly, as the atoms get bigger, there are more inner shells of electrons between the nucleus and the outer electron. These inner shells shield the outer electron from the positive pull of the nucleus. This is our second point, increased shielding. So we have an outer electron that's further away and more shielded. What's the result? The attraction between the positive nucleus and the negative outer electron is weaker in potassium than in sodium. This is our third and final point, weaker nuclear attraction. Because the attraction is weaker, it's easier for potassium to lose its outer electron. Easier to lose an electron means more reactive. So, reactivity increases down the group. Remember this three-step explanation. Distance, shielding, attraction. It's a guaranteed mark winner. Let's talk about their reactions. When you drop an alkali metal in water, it's a dramatic sight. For lithium, it will float, fizz, and move around the surface. For sodium, the reaction is more vigorous. It zips around the surface, fizzes more violently, and melts into a silvery ball because the reaction produces so much heat. For potassium, it's even more dramatic. The reaction is so fast that the hydrogen gas produced ignites instantly, burning with a beautiful lilac flame. In all these reactions, the metal reacts with water to produce a metal hydroxide and hydrogen gas. For example, with sodium, the equation is 2Na plus 2H2SL 2NaOH Aq plus H2G. The metal hydroxide, like sodium hydroxide, is an alkali, which is where the group gets its name. You can prove this with universal indicator, which will turn purple. Now for some exam tips and common mistakes. A very common mistake is confusing the trend in group 1 with group 7. Remember, group 1 reactivity increases down the group, while group 7 reactivity decreases. Don't mix them up. Another pitfall is in describe vs explain questions. If a question asks you to describe the reaction of sodium in water, you talk about what you see: fizzing, moving, melting. You do not talk about electrons or shielding. That's the explanation. Read the command word carefully. For equations, you must include state symbols. S for the solid metal, L for liquid water, Aq for the aqueous hydroxide, and G for hydrogen gas. Forgetting these can cost you a mark. Finally, memorize the flame test colors. Lithium is red, sodium is yellow-orange, and potassium is lilac. These are easy marks if you just learn them. Ready for a quick-fire recall quiz? I'll ask a question. You pause and say the answer out loud. Let's go. 1. How many electrons do alkali metals have in their outer shell? Pause. 1. 2. Why does reactivity increase down group 1? Give me the three key reasons. Pause. increased atomic radius, increased shielding, and weaker nuclear attraction. 3. What is the flame color for potassium? Pause. Lilac. 4. What are the two products when sodium reacts with water? Pause. Sodium hydroxide and hydrogen gas. How did you do? If you got them all right, fantastic. If not, just rewind and listen to that section again. So, to summarize, Group 1 alkali metals are soft, reactive metals with one outer electron. Their reactivity increases down the group because the outer electron is easier to lose. They react with water to form a metal hydroxide and hydrogen, with the reactions becoming more vigorous as you descend the group. For the exam, nail your 3-point explanation for the reactivity trend, know your observations, balance your equations with state symbols, and don't forget those flame test colors. That's all for this episode on the alkali metals. Keep up the great work with your revision, and I'll see you next time.